time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lanice Peterman. She is the mayor of Helper City. There was a big CARES grant that the Helper City kind of took care of last week. And we're also going to give a little update, as much as we can of an update, on the light parade that's coming up the first week in December. Lanice, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave. I always love coming in to chat with you.
There's always fun stuff that's going on in Helper. Recently, the Helper City Council dealt with some CARES grant information. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So the CARES Act that was voted on at federal level distributed a bunch of money to the state of Utah, who in turn distributed it to both counties and municipalities who weighed in and said, hey, we'd like to participate. So Helper was the recipient of three waves of funding. It's a total of about $175,000. And the focus is to get those funds into our local area small business. So we've worked with the local AOG as well as Carbon County, the commissioners, to develop a process, applications, and so on, so that small business could appeal for funding that because they've been impacted by the pandemic. So we've received five applications to date. And because it's somewhat early in the process, we didn't want to expend all of our funds on the first people in the door. So people were granted half or more for what they were asking for. And then we're going to come back to those applicants if we haven't expended the rest of the funds and try to make them whole. So
okay, and so are you still taking applications for that?
Absolutely.
So drop them off at Helper City, or where do they get all their info?
They can go on the website, the AOG website, to pull the application. We have paper applications at Helper City Hall. You do have some work to do. We need W-9s. We need to know what the impact has been, you know, year over year, 2019 to 2020, that type of thing. It all gets vetted. The AOG vets all of the applications to make sure they're complete. If they have questions, they go back to the applicant so that by the time they get to the review panel, all of the questions are answered, the application is complete and can be reviewed. The review panel reviews and makes recommendations, and that is what the council actually voted on, where the review panel's recommendations for the applications for Helper.
Okay, so if you need more information on that, you can always stop into Helper City Hall and pick up the applications and get some questions answered.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now let's talk about, I've noticed around Helper some new wayfinding signs, and we were also discussing the fact that you're hoping to get some billboards.
Right. So, you know, we've been fortunate to receive some funding from different entities to move some initiatives forward this past year. It's been a tough year on everyone. So we were able to implement our wayfinding signage, and we've been working with a marketing group, actually, that is contracted to Carbon County. That's how we met. So Helper City engaged them to help us design new billboards for the north and south entrances, Poplar and 232, that could resonate for a couple of years. So super excited. We just finalized those and got them to the printing company. So I hope we're able to put them up in the next month or two.
Perfect. And let's close by just touching base. You're saying you'll hopefully have an update by the 24th as far as what's going to happen with the light parade, correct?
Yes. So, you know, it's really just tough times all the way around, right? The governor issued a very serious mandate. Helper City put forth a statement saying we would comply. So we've just been gauging the situation with Carbon County at a high level of risk. And unfortunately, Helper, we've lost two citizens in the past 2 weeks to COVID. So those sort of incidents make you pause and decide, you know, I can always delay a festival or an event. I can't replace the human capital, the human loss. So we're looking at the 2 weeks, as the governor asked us to do. And at that point, we'll make another statement that informs the public where we're going. But I totally would strongly emphasize our focus is safety, keeping everyone as safe as we can. And if that means foregoing an event, you know, we'll take that hit just because it's so important for everyone to be healthy.
All right. So be looking for that to come out. It'll be on your on the Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman page, and we'll carry it here on our website as well, castlecountryradio.com, when that's available.
That'd be great.
All right, Lanise, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.